Now we do have community conversation guest number two here this morning, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Who do we have in studio, Kay?
Well, good morning to Jennifer Lance. She is with the Foster Parents Grandparents Program. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for coming in on this absolutely gorgeous Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's nice to have nice weather. Let's go ahead and start with the latest update with federal funding for this program, which is a division of AmeriCorps and AmeriCorps Seniors. And the fact that maybe the organization was facing a budget shortfall due to DOGE cuts?
Yes, we made it through the DOGE cuts, I'm happy to say, but we did end up losing 16 programs across Iowa and over 1,000 across the United States because of that. So we made it that far. Now we are waiting for our final award letter, which should be, I'm hoping, by the end of the week. I will receive that. Other programs in the area have received theirs. So
now the funding you do have, how long is it good for?
Okay, as of right now, we start our fiscal year off on July 1st. So our new grant, in a few weeks here, I guess, we'll start. We have not received that grant award letter yet, but we're hoping.
And how much of the funding then is from the federal government versus any local funding sources?
Okay, so we get about $350,000 a year for our federal funding. And then we have a match to every year that we have to meet. And that's usually around $40,000-$50,000. So local grants, in-kinds, even the grandparents eating lunch at the school. And then the schools are not charged for that. It's just saying that they did, provide a meal for them. And this is what it would be worth if we would have to pay for that.
Okay.
So an in-kind donation really helps out.
Sure. Now, with this funding, I know you provide services all over our area, Floyd, Chickasaw, Mitchell, Cerro Gordo. In addition to Floyd, would those counties still provide those foster grandparent services too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So this entire area was basically saved.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yes. The only thing we're waiting to hear from now is the president's skinny budget has us completely zeroed out. So we have been working, and talking to senators, congress people, to get that changed for us, and hopefully we can continue funding.
Now, if people want to lobby for this and show their support for the future program, how can they do so?
Contact your senators. Contact congress people. Just tell them how important it is to our community. We don't only help children, but people that are our foster grandparents, they get self-worth. This loneliness goes away. They're not stuck in their apartment watching TV all day, or they get out, they do something. They feel good about the progress that their kids are making throughout the year. So we're really, it's not just about the kids. It is also about those 55 and older who are volunteering too.
That's right. Are you still in need of foster grandparents?
Oh, yes. We're always in need of more foster grandparents. Right now, we are looking a lot over in New Hampton, Fredericksburg area, and Mason City. But once the funding goes through, we'll be doing a big marketing campaign. So July 1st, we're...
No kidding. Talk about what a foster grandparent does.
a foster grandparent goes into the schools and daycares. The daycares, some of our grandparents rock babies all day. Some of them help with the 2-3 year olds, preschool age kids at those daycares, just helping with, you know, art projects or learning their colors, tying their shoes, anything that you know, the little kids need. Once they get into kindergarten and in up to high school, it is more helping with their homework, sometimes just sitting and listening to them. These kids have a lot of things going on, and they just need somebody that is not mom and dad, because mom and dad, you know, especially the older the kids get, they don't know nothing.
We know this.
Yep, we know. We've lived through that. So, especially with our middle school and junior high, high school, it's more that you can do this as a career. You know, look into their futures, what options they would have while still tutoring and helping them get through.
Now, does a person who wants to become a foster grandparent get to choose what age they'd prefer to work with?
To a point. As long as I have an opening, I will work with you as much as possible.
Okay. So who can we reach out to if we have any questions on, say, becoming a foster grandparent, or if we would just like to push a donation your way?
Okay, they can contact me at the foster grandparent office or come in. We are located at Messiah Lutheran Church now. So those are rooms 6 and 7 are ours. Our phone number is 641-257-6327. Sorry. I should know that phone number by now. But talk to me. I will get everything. If you want to send in a donation, it's P.O. Box 63. Any donations are very welcomed if you just want to donate or donate for a specific area. Just let me know about that.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for the exciting news that you're going to be getting funding. So
yes,
July 1st. Great. Jennifer Lance, once again, with the Foster Grandparent Program here in Floyd County. We'll probably get some updates from you here in the next month or so.
Sounds good.
All right.